Well, Father, we thank you this morning. We open up to the spirit world that you may minister to us, that we may see things that we need to see and hear things we need to hear and make moves that we need to make. It's time. There are people in this room been following me for years, and I believe that revelation knowledge plucks the anointing can produce things instantly. So I thank you, we're open to you to speak, and we'll minister the way you want us to minister. You told us about information, you want us to repeat some things. I think that my dad used to repeat message after message, but it always come out with a revelation. I thank you for the years that I walked with Brother Hagin, and that he taught me how to function in the anointing and how to yield to the Spirit. And I plan on yielding to it, to the Spirit, in that facet this morning. Thank you for all the people here at Harvest Church. Thank you for all the people watching by internet. May we have a great grace and great power upon us at this hour. Thank you for my daughter who prepared a way for me and created an atmosphere. My daughter, as a matter of fact, but my daughter lead, create an atmosphere that the presence of the Lord is here. Such harmony, such peace, no contention, just flow. And may we flow today and tonight the same way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the same text, Matthew chapter 6. And the Spirit of God reminded me as if, yes, darling. Wrong check. You want it back?
Yes, that's yours.
Oh, this is a $5,000 check. You want the other one back, right? Yes. All right. I'll swap you. Okay. Thank you, dog. $1,000 for $5. I'll swap anything. You want to swap? But the Lord reminded me to say this to you. It's some of the simplicity of the gospel actually is the complication of the gospel. And he said, remind them that the text we're reading this morning, Jesus said, I spoke it, and it came out of my heart and my mind. That may not mean much to you, but I'm listening. He said, tell them. He said, well, they all knew that. No, he want to emphasize that this word in Matthew 6, what we read last night, about the treasure and about the two masters, he said, tell them it came out of my mouth, my heart, and my mind. I want them to have it. Now, you have the capacity to receive it because you have the born-again life of God in you. And these are the things that we have to understand. You've been taught, but yet, by the same token, this sixth chapter of Matthew is talking about the avenues of faith, that you don't have to worry about nothing. If you're operating in faith, you don't have to worry about it. So here, I think I'll read the text first. Because it's a setting for the Holy Spirit to do something. Here in Matthew 6:19, I couldn't go nowhere else. I tried. He couldn't. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. That don't mean live broke. He's about it. What he's about to do is take you into a greater dimension of treasure, where treasure will not have you. You have treasure. And you'll be able to make demand on how much treasure you desire. Because the second treasure is higher than the first treasure. The first treasure, you listening, is elementary. See. Anybody can get some money because you do any kind of thing to get it. But here he's talking about these two treasures. Now, I want to tell you the second treasure he's talking about when he said laying things up in heaven. He was talking about, you want to write this down? Making me your source. See, when you make heaven your source, you're making Jesus your source. So now you're in the realm of the supernatural. What I say? So now you will begin to function in supernatural money. Money that's not normal. Money that is not of labor. I said it last night. Money that comes by favor. Money that is a setup. Jesus setting you up right here in this text. Right, look at the 19th verse. He said, lay not, I'm going to read the whole thing. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself. Now, boy, I'll say something to you now that will rattle a chain in a dog yard. I can't do it for you. See, I can't do it for you. So now, all this self-denial, the church took it out of proportion. You know, they want you to deny yourself about everything. Well, it's a different connotation here. Yes, I'm crucified with Christ, but then I got back up in another dimension. We have to know we are living in that other dimension. If you're going to function in the gifts of God, the blessings of God, the promises of God, the covenant of God, the kingdom of God, the life of God, the ability of God, the strength of God, the power of God from within you, you have to know you're a citizen of another country. Amen. And you have divine rights and divine abilities on the inside of you that can produce things by miracles, signs, and wonders that is not a normal pattern. Are y'all going to listen? Yes. You have to recognize who you are. You have to recognize who you are. And that's what Jesus is trying to get us to say, see here when he says, the 20th verse here, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Now, I want that statement is make me your source. Yes. When he said lay your treasures up in heaven, I'm heaven representative. Yes, and I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you about treasures. I'm talking to you about words. I'm talking to you about supply that I can supply for you, but you're going to have to be connected to me properly. Ouch. Ouch. No, you're not in the same arena this morning. You're not in the same arena. You've got to listen. You've got to pay attention because it's time to shift. You understand me? You understand me? So we have to know the difference between the two laying up. Laying up is one is mechanically and the other one is spiritually. One is from earth, the other one from heaven. So what he's saying? Jesus says, I have you on earth and I want you to operate from heaven. About everything. We happen to be talking about finances, healing and everything the same way, but we're talking about money. See, I want you to operate in finances from a heaven perspective. Now, y'all think y'all heard all this, but I'm going to tell y'all better listen. I already got it. I come to bring it to you. So you're going to have to listen. I don't want you bumping your scriptures up against what I'm telling you. I want you to open up because most of y'all still broke. I can't be nice about it because you got to know where you are in reading the map to know where you're going. And I'm not downplaying it. I'm not trying to down. No, you here to hear from God, but I got to tell you the truth. You know, remember we talk about pull off the money mask? The money mask act like you have money. Now, that sister come wrote that $5,000. She ain't act like it. I know her. And she got some money. You got certain people be in my meeting. I know they got some money. And when they got to walk, I know money coming. See? And so these type of people are example for you how it should be going. Yeah, I'm going to say it. She sold $5,000 check. She don't even bat an eye. She, She don't have to check her account. Some people account as no account, you know. But Jesus, yeah, comparing these two format of living and two different kind of treasure. Then I noticed what he said in the 21st verse. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Uh-huh. So he said he's trying to tell us, put your heart in the right place about this. See, your heart has to be in the right place to handle plenty of money. Let me say it again. Your heart has to be in the right place to handle plenty of money. What I said? I don't know what the English on this. Is your heart in the right place? How you deal with money? Only you know. So then we go to Matthew 24, 6:24. No man can serve two masters. You see that? For either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, the completion of this, to understand this, actually is in Matthew 6:33. To understand Matthew 6:19-21, the whole text, the whole sixth chapter of Matthew is summed up in Matthew 6:33. But when you put them together, they become more powerful. See, we quote, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. But then it makes laying up in treasures in heaven come alive. And it give you the divine right to celebrate and select who you're going to serve. Now, make money your servant. Make money, listen to me, make money obey you. You got to bring that money to that level. That money is not at the level of your anointing. See. Now, with God being your source, you're quick licking up on anybody else. And buying other people. Because God wants you to be independent and dependent upon him. You got me?
Yes,
all right. Now, let me tell you a few things the Lord spoke to me and I wrote them down. Because God's looking for money masters. He's looking for those who will master money for him. Wave your hand at me. Okay, now I believe you. I believe you. You on the internet, wave your hand anyway. Divine riches await all those who discover their true identity. Divine riches await all those who discover their true identity. See, it's the power within that calls the flow without. It's the power within. You got to handle money from the inside like you handle anything else. See, my money is spiritual because it came through a spiritual avenue, so it keep on multiplying. God put something inside of us that will not let us down. His presence. Here's a word we don't use enough to identify ourselves, but divinity that is within you. 2 Peter 1, see it? Talk about divine promises, like precious faith, divine power. We are partakers of what? His divine nature. See, I think what have happened, we've tried to operate on the outside too much. The divinity, what I say?
Divinity.
Is on the inside of me. See. And so when I begin to function in the covenant by my divinity, when I begin to function in the kingdom by my divinity, it's another level. Why you don't have your money yet? Why money controlling you? Why? I mean, good people, love God, holy life. You better listen to me. It's you have not permitted your divinity to kick in. Say the power within.
Power within.
Yeah. See, you come in harmony with scriptures with the power from within. And not your sweating and your accolades, thank God we praise him, but within you is the ability to be out of debt. Within you is the ability, listen to me, to have the best. Within you. Oh yeah, you want it. You can lie all you want. You want it because God built you to want it. You heard that? You heard that? Yeah. You got good taste on the inside of you. The divinity that's on the inside of you desires the best. Can you see God wanting any less? Well, that's God in you. So he said, let me function from that divinity. Let me give it to you again. The divinity that is within you, it will bring you together with everybody and everything, even all the money that you need. The divinity that's within you. Say this with me. I'm glad that I have this divinity within me. That nothing can take from me. So from the divinity perspective, from the inside perspective, or from the power within, the church going to have to start operating from there to produce what the Bible say God want them to have. So you must never, don't ever forget where your soul is. It's within me. If you're going to function, oh my, I want to pray in tongue now. If you're going to function, because in these days to come, you're going to see another side of me. Two things you have to understand to function from the divinity that's within you, to lay up treasures in heaven, to serve only one master. You got to understand mysteries, and you're going to have to understand manifestation. Now, manifestation is understood in Luke 14, 21 through 23. A lesson on manifestation. A lesson on manifestation. Mystery is Matthew 13, 11, and 12. I might not get that, but that's those two places you need to study. Those two places will side in with your breakthrough that you've been aiming to get for years, but now God is bringing you to another dimension of understanding. Are you following me? I really don't care how you feel. I just don't care. Why did you say that? Why you had to go be so ugly like that? Nobody did you nothing. I want you to understand where we are here. I feel an anointing standing right here with me. I feel that there are those of you who are going to hear this and really have a genuine divine change in your financial situation. People get tired faking this thing. But having a whole lot of outside information and not able to activate it from within. I'm telling you what I found out. I found out the mystery. Still more, many more mysteries. But I found out how manifestation works, because once you obey God, God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost begin to use you as an example of what he said. Now, money, is the elementary part of the spirit world. It's easy to have plenty of money. Does somebody want to cuss when I say this? Well, man, I've been. It's easy, but it's easy. Now, I didn't get that easy because I went to a lot of religious folks and a lot of churches and a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of preaching, a lot of books, and I wasn't getting there. But then finally the Lord chose me as a servant to you to teach you money coming and how easy it is to have plenty of money. Because we get it, boy, you know how powerful you be as you get this money thing out the way? Huh? Do you know how much prayer you can save if you have some money? We use up some prayer by this thing, man. Woo, Lord. God said, your time up here. Your time, Lord, I want you for something. Your time up, baby. You didn't pray so much about money. You understand what I'm trying to say? The secret here is giving God your whole heart. Trusting him only as your source. The secret. There's a secret here. See, giving God your whole heart and trusting him only as your source. Listen, let me use a word that is not prevalent in the church. A word called conditioning. Yeah, you see, from within, you begin to condition yourself. There's a conditioning factor that puts you in place that God can really get his hand on your spirit, soul, and body. And that when that conditioning is changed, your lifestyle changes. Y'all, we're going somewhere. Y'all want to go somewhere? How many of y'all ready for it to happen? Well, this is what it's going to take. You and I, watch what I say. You and I was born for this day. Are you listening? Now, get this statement again. Knowing nothing and no condition and no person and no group can stop you or can stop your money from flowing to you and through you. Want me to get it again?
Yes, sir.
I'm not. Should have been listening the first time. No. Knowing nothing and no condition and no person. See, we gotta get rid of this who can stop us. Who holding me back? See, you keep complaining about that stuff. You telling God there's somebody bigger than him. So you gotta stop making all these excuses about my boss on the job don't like me and they team up against me. What the hell that got to do with it? If you got this power within you, if you got this Christ within you, if you got this Holy Spirit within you, so what? So what you don't like me? You can't stop me. Didn't like Jesus. Didn't like Jesus, but they couldn't stop him. See, you got to stop making excuses. You got to stop complaining. And you got to stop talking to these dumb people. Keep telling about how bad things that you said. I don't want to hear today. Because every time you do that, you're defaulting your faith.
Yeah.
Some of y'all on the sound of my voice should have been rich.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about rich in the spirit. I'm talking about rich in your hand.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bring it.
You see, oh Lord, do I have to say this?
Yes.
I had to get rid of some renegades before I could preach this. It's too powerful to preach the renegades.
Yes.
Rebels. But now we can go into another dimension of revelation. My goodness. Now, this is a statement that worth his salt. It's very simple, but it's a statement. Jesus is saying, it's not up to me what you have. It's up to you. So wherever you are this morning, it's not Jesus' fault. It's not your pastor's fault, unless you're at a pretty crazy church. It's your fault. You know, I'm the kind of person like this. I go places with people to buy something, and I buy me one. No, I'm talking about $300,000 or $400,000 stuff. I just went with them, you know. And I said, let me look at this one. I like it. I want one, too. I remember one time I gave a man $50,000 and he went and bought him a Hummer, and I was sitting there with him, you know, and they were working the paper out, and the man pretending I ain't had no use for a Hummer. I still got it. Yeah. And they were working the paper out. I said, I'll take one too. Say this. Just like that. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. See, that's what we're talking about. But in this type of functioning, you can't be so cautious that you won't function.
Yes,
it's $1,000. See? He came off welfare. Him. Look at how he dressed. You think that's welfare there? That's well and fair there, partner. Just like that. Record that. Write that down. Y'all, don't set up. I don't want y'all just happy. Just like that. You need to circle that because that's how it's going to happen. Just like that. That's the way the Lord make things happen. The Lord happened instantly. The Lord say, all right, you do this. Don't. When the Lord tell you do this, don't be asking no question.
Just do it.
Whatsoever he says to you, John 2:5. That's miracles. Whatever he says to you, what?
Do it.
That's 2,000. Just like that. Look at somebody in the eye and tell them, I'm not a coward. You know it. Now you know what? You know why you said that? Huh? You can't be a sowing coward. This statement will help you. Because, I mean, the Spirit, when I was sitting and praying in the Spirit, he says, lay up not treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt, lay up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot corrupt, thief cannot break. To instill. He says, lay up and live by faith. What does that mean, lay up and live by faith? The fact that God is my source, I can live as big as I want to live. I have no limit on my life no more because I'm not going by the size of a check. I didn't get a good enough response off of that. That's too powerful to be taken negatively. You go into a realm of no limit.
Yes, sir.
When you start laying up treasures in heaven.
Yes.
When you start recognizing that God is my only source.
Yes. Right.
Everybody else do something for me helping God.
Yes.
They wait for God.
Yes.
So I look only to God. Listen, there's something going to be required of you this morning. Listen, deposit everything you have in God and give him withdrawal rights and see what happened to your life.
Wow.
Ready? I'm going to give it to you again. Now you got to get this. Every word I'm saying this morning has to be carried. Deposit everything you have in God and give him withdraws right. And see what happened to your life. All this is, all of, and when I'm reading it, all the Lord said, all this is a divine exchange.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Guess who coming out on the better end? I got to get these out before I can get to the points we're going to deal with. Here, as I've been talking to you this morning, here is how to have a overflowing supply all the time. It's just running over all the time. You say, my cup runs over? My cup never stops. It's just constantly running over. Luke 6:38 is happening in my life. See, to share with you. God don't just want you to give. He wants the good measure flowing. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. See, the giving is to start the flow. God don't need you to give. You need to give to start the flow. Good measure, pressed. We wouldn't talk about it all for 50,000 years. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. My cup running over. Where is that?
Yeah.
See? And see, we got all these prosperity imposters trying to teach about prosperity. They broke themselves. They in a leased car, a leased house. They don't have it. They ain't really got it. Because they won't listen to somebody who have it.
They
tell them, say, go ahead and drive your lease cars right now, but sooner or later, become an owner. Don't make this a lifestyle. Everybody starts somewhere. So I'm not badgering it, but what I'm badgering is they become a lifestyle of a lie. You say, God did it and you rented it. You got to become real with this thing. You got to let God be God, man. God, you imagine Abraham with a leased chariot? Job with a leased. No, that's you can start there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to hurt nobody's heart, but I just want to break your neck. You need to understand that God's word is real. And God is ready to manifest in your life now. Don't accept no secondhand stuff. I have provided for you to have the best. Strut your stuff and tell them I did it. I said strut your stuff and tell them I did it. And they can't do nothing about it. It's a $500 check. Do you have any idea what's happening in here this morning? 42 years of ministry, encounters with money like never before. Millions and millions of dollars I've seen flowing because of these things I'm saying to you. And so I'm tightening up on you, those who follow me. I'm tightening up on you. I want you to pay close attention to what's coming out of my mouth. And the anointing is here with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to have encounters with money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Experience with money,
yes, sir,
that cannot be denied.
Yes, sir.
Money is not evil.
Yes, right.
Why y'all work for it?
Yeah. Right, right. Come on, Apostle.
Just because somebody got it flowing, now it's easy. It's
yeah,
evil.
Yeah.
But you work for it, it's not evil.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It's the same money.
How's yeah.
that? How they working for you?
Yeah, right.
Now, within the next 20 minutes, there'll be a powerful anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up!
Up!
To endorse everything that's being said here.
Yeah.
These, son, these meetings have changed on me this week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Other dimensions will begin to happen now.
Yes, sir.
The Lord says it's time to shift.
Yeah.
Up, so I have to yield at different ways now.
Yeah.
Time has come,
yes, sir,
for different dimension of the spirit,
yes, sir,
in these meetings.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
money moving, that's $2,000.
Yes,
ask them what's happening to their life.
Yeah.
You, people say, oh, they just give, ask them what, good, you,
yeah,
y'all want to take a break? Let's ask them. You can ask your pastor what happened.
Yes,
how can I walk in the office? He laid $40,000 in my hand before I opened my mouth. This church ain't on 7,000 members, but something going on up in here. There's another part to it. 10 more thousand. What'd that make?
$50,000.
But see, my wife and I were talking, she and Darryl, they, how you doing all that? How can you have 600 acres of land paid for?
Yeah.
Paid for four jets.
Yeah.
Flying in a jet now, paid for.
Yeah.
House paid for, everything paid for.
Yeah.
Shoes paid for, everything paid for.
Yeah.
And so it's just like that. He's walking in that pattern. You walk in the church, it gives you $50,000.
Yeah.
Ain't pick up no offering, and you got $50,000.
Yeah.
It drives preachers crazy. Some preacher watching right now, drop his cup, drop his whiskey bottle, everything, and drop it. I ain't drinking this no more. You ready for a visitation?
Yes,
I'm calling up on the Holy Ghost to visit us.
Yes,
me and the Holy Ghost run like that.
Yeah.
I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Yep. There's a few more things. There's a few more. My goodness. Whew. Whew. There's a few more things I need to say. Ooh. I'll make a statement. I want you to shout real loud. Somebody in here ready for this. Hallelujah. Now I want you to follow me. I want you to follow me down this trail a few moments. When I say hallelujah, I want you to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I say glory to God, I want you to say glory to God.
Glory to God.
All right, now just pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This call is to return to the Garden of Eden. That was Jesus' aim when he died. Those who accept me will return to the Garden of Eden. With a full supply, without effort, at every turn. God is my source.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go back. Sit down a minute there. Let's go back. And I want to read some of these things to you and take you up from where I stopped, because I have to show you this. A lot of time I leave things undone. Are you tired of money being your master? Answer me.
Yes.
Having authority over your life, telling you what you can be, what you can do, and what you can have. Money shouldn't have that authority. So the Holy Spirit wants to change that for you. Now, I want to repeat something, but because repetition is very important in teaching. You don't have to love money, but you must come into harmony with money and its rightful place in your life. Stop accepting everything everybody's saying about money. Don't be in disharmony with money. Don't be in disharmony with people who have money. Speak to them. Say, how you doing? I'm not talking about in a gazing matter, but I'm talking about in an anointing matter.
Yes.
Respect people who have money.
Yes.
Stop reading, tooting your nose up, getting all hot. Why she got to have a car like that? It's the way I think. No boy know I think. I just bought another new RV I got to pick up. My wife says hers because the one, see, my wife, I got she and her RV.
He is
and her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the window praying for this meeting, and this white gentleman and his wife were putting out, and they had a new truck, one of them truck, I don't know what you call them thing, truck with the thing on the back of the stage. No, there was a truck, the truck.
Oh, yeah. Class C.
Y'all need to know all this. and he was pulling a Lincoln. So I didn't know you can pull a Lincoln.
Yeah.
$1,000. I didn't know you can pull one of them little Lincoln wagon.
Yeah.
Nice. She walking there. She walking now, see. She stirred up in the spirit. She walking with that money now. She's walking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Make sure. Okay.
All right. There's $1,000 I receive. He's money walking. That's what I told y'all. When see somebody operating in money, don't shut up and talk. That she go again. Yes, that she go again. What you think keep her going? I don't know if the body of Christ will stand her and Clark in the same place. Clark is her name, right? Star. Arizona. And her. And I know a few more. You see them, they're going to meet up one night in the meeting, and they're going to drive you up the wall. Drive me, somebody said. Drive me. God, drive me. I'm ready. Food. Remember we read in the 10th chapter of Mark, I showed to you as a commentary on Matthew 6:24. That rich young ruler, claiming he had one master, but actually another master had him, was the money. We cannot have two masters. So we got to get, and so money somewhat, oh my goodness, money somewhat been our master. I didn't expect you to say too loud amen on that. And so God want to get you out of that predicament and let him become your master and you be the master of money. And just get whatever your little heart desire. Go wherever your little heart desire to go. Stay long as you desire to stay. And stay on the highest floor and wave down at the one. Don't go up there and ask, give me a cheap room. Don't go in there and ask that. And even if you got to get a smaller room, tell them, let you look at the other one. Let me make my mind up.
Yeah.
Your money already made your mind up, but you got to act like it, you know. I want to see the biggest sweet you got.
Yeah.
Let me see it. Yeah. So I know how to act when I get in it. But I'm going to it. I receive it. I'm going to it. That's a $500 check. All right. Come on. Come on. I got to make a look around here. So I want to go back to Luke 19 because I said a powerful word to you. Take authority over all the money you have immediately. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Who wasn't here last night? All right. In Luke 19, the premises was built by the Holy Ghost to take authority over all the money you have immediately. Because if you don't, you're not going to have enough, and it's going to take authority over you. Let's see how this is coming out here. Take authority over all the money you have immediately. This man, we saw two rich men. The other man couldn't take authority. This man took authority over money instantly. I thank God the Holy Spirit showed me this. I want you to see what Jesus said about this. You know, I don't pay no attention to what other people say, if it ain't what Jesus said. I want to see what Jesus said about this. See, because church folk wouldn't have liked this, what Jesus did. Church folk wouldn't like Jesus at all. Because Jesus go in there and sit by the treasury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when they mess around with money, Jesus get a whip and run them out.
Yeah.
See, we need Jesus back in the church.
Yeah.
All these accolades. Jesus was strict, man. But Jesus led us so we can live like he want us to live.
Yeah. Right.
You can't live like Jesus wants you to live by religion and denomination.
Yeah.
And tradition,
yeah.
And the doctrine of men.
Yeah.
No. Everything Jesus said you didn't lack.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Jesus didn't have a compromising message to draw the crowd.
Right. Yeah.
The crowd came because he had power.
Yeah.
They knew anything could happen when he was on the scene. So one man look at another man and say, man, I can take a whooping. I ain't leaving here. I can take a whooping. Let him say what he wants to say. Something's going to happen in here. I can take a whooping. Tell somebody I can take a whooping. Some of y'all didn't say it. Come on, tell the boy, I can take a whooping. You got to be able to take a whooping to get you in alignment with what God wants you to have. Nobody's trying to hurt you.
Come on, Apostle.
So you got to take authority of your money. You say, well, say, I don't have no money. Take authority over that. Take authority over the fact that I don't have it and I'm supposed to have it. Take that's a good authority. Take authority over the fact I'm supposed to have some money and I don't have it. I take authority over that in Jesus' name. Now, I just told you how to make the money come. You don't have it, but you know you're supposed to have it. So I take the authority of me not having it. Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, money dollars loose. No, say it like you mean it.
In my life.
Now.
From now on.
Hallelujah. You're speaking with authority. I say you're speaking with authority. That's 1,000, that's 1,000, that's 2,000. You're speaking with authority.
Yeah.
I say, that's 1,000 in the bucket.
Yeah.
You're speaking in authority.
What?
You know what?
Come on.
Listen to me right now. People are going to bring money to you. That's why he have this anointing with money coming. As I train you, he's showing you how it works. So you have to position yourself.
Right.
I don't know who this for. Get rid of that contrariness. You're too contrary.
Yeah. Yeah.
People can't talk to you 5 minutes, and you're, what you're saying, Louisiana, fly off the handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're too contrary. The point we're talking to you about to give you some money.
Right. Yeah.
You put your foot in your mouth with your proud scripture self.
Yeah.
I know I've had money out. Talk to the person for a minute, put it back in. Well, I say, I'll see you later. Say something stupid. Jesus Christ. Luke 19. Yes, sir. And he said, my Bible said Jesus encounter with Zacchaeus. See, you can have an experience, but there's an encounter you can have. And he said, and Jesus passed through, verse 1, through Jericho. I got to do it. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was what? And he sought to what? Next verse, see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, saw him, said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened, class. And he obeyed. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I like that voice. That's what you got to do, man. You got to make haste when the Lord talked to you. He came down. He did exactly what he told him. And then he didn't come down. He received him joyfully. Then he said, he came down. Verse 9. Come on. Read verse 9. Wrong voice. Read verse 6. All right. Now you're always going to have these mumbling folks. When you get your start getting your financial breakthrough, you're going to be mumming. Don't pay them no mind. Look at them like they're a mummy. Just keep walking. Don't pay them no mind, because you see, you got a lot of religious folks. Look, only a remnant going to go in this realm. What I said? I hate to keep referring to my sister, but see, her money can't get constipated. Now, Lord ain't give me no money for no constipation. Some of y'all need some super lag.
Come on, Apostle.
See, that's why you got to take authority over the money where you are now. Well, because when that big money go to flowing, see, and then when God want to show something in the earth's realm, and God used me a lot of time. See, I wouldn't go out there to borrow no RV, but God won't show it. I'm his man. I drive it. I didn't have to pay for it. He bought it. So I drive it. You wouldn't mind that, would you? We'll see tonight. We'll see tonight. How to demonstrate the blessings of God. That's $550. That's $500. All right, let me try to read this story, because I didn't get to this story last night. I couldn't get to it. I got to get to this, what this man did. I had to get through the mummering folks first. Look at verse 7. And when they saw it, they all mummered. That's what happened when I came to the Lord. See, I was out all night tonight running women in the street, crazy as a Bessie bug. The next morning, I was saved. And people said, how you get up in here? Then a year later, I'm preaching. And so when I announced that I was going to preach my first sermon, they filled the church up, broke the pulpit down, so many preachers up in there, and people all around at the window. They didn't come for me, they come to see. They're still looking. After 40-something years, they're still looking. Looking for me to go back in the street. Them days over forever, baby. I know too much. I know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's in my heart. I was out there, but I'm in now. Every person bring an accusation against me, I call them a liar. You a liar?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. This eighth verse. Now, what does this eighth verse got to do with this message? This eighth verse take authority immediately over all the money you have. There's another rich man now. Now the other rich man in Mark 10, you remember the rich young ruler? You know what he missed, right? A right relationship with God and a 100-fold return. That's what he missed. The Lord never asks you to do something that he's not going to do something greater. You got it? And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, he's dealing with this money thing, man. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. I mean, the man trying to get saved, why you go mess with this money thing? You see my point? You got to take authority over that money. Let me say one or two more things. In Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, you run up on a man called, what is Cornelius? Cornelius, yeah. And he was a sinner.
Yes, sir.
But his prayer and his money came up before God.
Yeah, prayer and money.
Yeah, prayer and money. No, you can't buy your way, but yet you should handle it properly.
Yeah.
Money has something to do with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just prayer.
Right.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! It letting prayer and money run in the same vein.
Yeah.
Say it's prayer and it's arm.
Yeah.
Could have just said it's prayer.
Right.
See. I'm trying to find another word here. Desecrate. What desecrate mean? That's a word? David, pay attention. Desecrate. What? What the hell you trying to get some money out of here?
I saw that super seed. I wanted to tell you about it. You got it already, but here's your first tank of fuel and something else.
All right. All right, it's $2,000 for it's a super seed. It's for fuel for that new RV I bought. He's trying to get some money and he's trying to get some seed in the ground. I done forgot the word now, man. Yeah.
Desecrate.
What that mean?
To destroy and bring down.
Well, what I was talking about before I got to that word, desecrate. Well, yeah, they try to desecrate money,
yeah. Right.
But the Lord is not like that.
Yeah.
Money is important to God.
Desecrate. I look at the definition says to treat a sacred place or thing with violent disrespect. To violate.
Yeah. See, oh, you heard it?
Yeah.
Huh? Seeds.
Yeah.
Tithe.
Yeah.
Given. Don't ever belittle that.
Yeah, right.
That's the tide is holy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't desecrate it.
Yes,
so when money is moving and you don't understand, just keep your mouth shut. And refuse to get upset because these money coming conference will disturb you.
Yeah. Right.
And I believe the Lord put it, I ain't never asked nobody to come to the altar. I never had no understanding what, I just do what he tell me to do.
Yes, sir.
And he do it all over the world.
Right.
He do it in their lives
because
they're connected.
Yes, sir.
You know, you really don't need to know how to talk when you got money. People don't care what you say. They know your account, they know who you are, they don't care what you say. They don't care what verb, adjective you use. You can speak without a complete sentence. They'll figure it out for you. You know what I'm talking about. Money is elementary training in the spirit world. Once you have learned your lesson on this level, you would go further in spiritual things.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to hear me now. Here it is. Money is elementary training in the spirit world. Once you have learned your lesson on this level, you will go into further spiritual things. So I'm talking about Cornelius trained with prayer and money.
Yeah.
He wasn't saved. But his prayer and money got God's attention. Then God told him who to send for. Then him and his house got saved. He's dealing right with the elementary stuff. See, but we have let money become complicated in our lives because we had so less of it. Money coming to me now. Money coming to me now. One more time, because I want to break something loose in here. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Never lost an ounce of power. You feel a surge when you say it. It's God talking to us. Oh, God, that's what God said. That ain't what Leroy said. It's what God said. Money coming to me now. Shout about it. It's amazing. It's amazing the anointing that God placed on those two words. I mean, it's amazing. And I could be sitting in my house and the urge come up to say it. And I know when I say it, money moving all over the world. It is amazing, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. You sense the tension in here? It just rolls up and he said, call it out. Say money coming. To me. Now. Plenty of money. Coming to me. Now. Debt. You're canceled. In the name of Jesus. I'll never have a problem about you no more. Dissipate. Disappear. Move out of my life. In Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I tell you, it's a strange anointing. That's all I can say is a strange. I feel the presence of God flowing all down over my body, down my leg. It's a strange anointing, man. You know, and it's something God want to get into his realm to his people. His people already have a shout. They already have a dance. They already have a prayer language. They already got scripture knowledge. But he want them to function in his abundance, his blessing. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm coming? Well, if you believe what I'm saying, run, run. Run, God dog it. It's time. Run. Run, God. Run, Chip. Run. Woo. Run. Chuck. Hey. Hey. Wow. Chadalabas. 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 Breakthrough. Hey. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh, oh my, oh. Mess up if I don't tell you to do what he told me to you. He said, and you're going to start singing again. Wave your hand like you're crazy. Go ahead. Woo! Woo! Wave your hand. Woo!